All right. Hi, my name is Natalie Quibido. I'm from Branch, Louisiana, very small town in southwest Louisiana. I am a paramedic of only a year, EMT of 3 years, at a very small company named St. Landry EMS. I was a FISDAP student and user, a very great tool. Now, one thing that they always told me in school was scene safety. It's a part of your skills. The very beginning, if you don't start with BSI scene safe, you fail the skill station. Well, it's really important in everyday EMS. I don't care what call you go on, if it's a BLS call or an ALS call, if PD's there or not, you have to look around at your surroundings. I'm going to tell you a story about, I was about a month into my paramedic. I was a baby, and we had this patient on PCP. We had PD there. They handcuffed him. Well, I was going to start an IV on him because he was an SVT. Well, he used his free hand, and he stabbed me with the needle. And I didn't know what to do. I kind of panicked a little bit. And the police officer luckily took over and got the guy restrained completely. But it's something I wasn't expecting. And I knew from that moment on, I never wanted to be caught off guard by that. I don't take restraints for granted anymore. I don't take scene safety for granted. Another call that we had, and I listened to another called Medicast, I listened to another pod. His name is Jamie Davis, and he preaches on scene safety, and I totally agree with him. I was working at a rodeo. Like I said, I live in South Louisiana. Rodeos are big. We had a bull charge at us. We went in to help this bull rider. The bull was away. He broke back out of the gate. And it was me and my partner in there all alone, had to run from this bull. Luckily, we got away okay. I got a had a little lower back injury from a horn, but I survived. But yeah, definitely, you guys, I know it's a mundane part of your skill station, but scene safety is so important. Another thing that they don't really teach you in school, but I think it's very important, you're going to have people who are going to want to refuse care. And in some cases, it's okay. If they have toe pain and they have someone that can drive them, maybe they don't need an ambulance. But you'll get the grandmother, you know, that has chest pain that the daughter called for, and she doesn't want to go because she has chest pain all the time. It's just heartburn. My tip to you is to get to their level and get intimate with this person. You have to make that connection. Connections are so important in EMS. So the best thing to do is get on their level. Say, if your daughter was having this chest pain, wouldn't you want her to get checked out? And that'll always, they'll melt them like butter, I promise you. That's something I had to find out through experience. And it's totally, it works every time. I'm telling you, you have some stubborn people, but once you make that connection, in the keynote speaker the other day said, patients don't care what you know until they know that you care. And that's what I'm going to take from this expo, is that you have to connect. You have to care. I know in our field it's so fast-paced, but to slow down and make that connection is what is so important. Also, making connections with other EMS people, coming to expos, coming to things like this, listening to podcasts, very important. To make these contacts with people, it's invaluable. You know, I'm on Twitter. I'm a Miss Paramedic on Twitter. I'm a big fan of that. You are going to connect with so many people from all over. I have learned so much from people in Canada, Colorado, the UK. We have someone from Africa on there. It's just amazing to see what we're doing in other parts of the world, that EMS is making an impact. We really are. And if we want to be the change to EMS, we have to make that connection. We have to come together. And that's something I encourage all of you out there to do, is make those connections with patients, make the connections with your coworkers, and make connections with other medics all over the world via social media. And that is my best advice that I can give to you.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.